Well, Greg, what's been agreed now is that the club will now purchase a portion of land which would belong to the Butthall Trust. It will be adjacent to where the Butthall Tennis Club have their new facility at Glencovent, Balbuffet. And it was the land which the Balfour United had proposed to buy previous to the court actions, you know. So it's for the club, it's a piece of land that they were hoping to get, you know.
We spoke previously about public meetings to try and find out what the future course of Balbuffet United may be. Has this steadied that course to some extent?
Oh, absolutely. There are a number of people coming from those public meetings. There are a number of people who have said they would like to come on board and help the club. People who have maybe played with the club in the past or have children playing at underage with the club and things like that, you know. And they have attended a few meetings that, and we've currently got our first project in place now, which is the Night of the Races, which is coming up on the 14th of next month, March, in Cheers Bar there in Balfour. So, I mean, the work has started already, and it's great. It's looking positive for the future of the club at the moment, Greg, compared to the last time we talked to you.
And it's so important, isn't it, particularly for younger people?
Well, absolutely. I mean, the underage, as you well know, have to have something to do to occupy them, and healthy sports, there's nothing better, like, you know. And I mean, it's not just about the younger people, of course. I mean, we've got players there playing seniors, you know, and I mean, the age group there, 18, 19 years of age, very important years as well to keep young people involved in sport. Sport losses a lot of people when they make the transition from underage to adult. And we have youth team there, and that's very important. And I mean, within our nine teams, it's important to have the proper facilities in place, Greg, you know. So.
And when will those proper facilities be in place as far as you see?
Well, I mean, I'm no expert in that field, but I mean, I don't see us having been able to play there maybe for the next 2 or 3 years. It's a long-term project, obviously, but it's a green field. We'll have to get take consultants in and see how best to develop it and to maximise the potential of the field there. There's 3.4 acres. Obviously, we'll need a main pitch. We'll need to change facilities. We'll be hoping to incorporate somewhere for training there. But in the meantime, we will be working closely with the Finn Valley Athletic Club there in St. Arthur, Niall McGonigal there, who will hopefully be able to facilitate a couple of our teams, and then we'll just have to find an alternative venue for some of our for the other teams. But we will do it, like, you know.